from Dorothy. It is April 5, 2026, 11 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints acting AG Todd Blanche amid Epstein file controversy. President Donald Trump dismissed Attorney General Pam Bondi on Thursday. This ends her 14-month tenure as the nation's top law enforcement officer. He replaced her with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in an acting capacity. The dismissal marks the second major cabinet shakeup of Trump's current term. In a statement on Truth Social, Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend. He claimed she oversaw a massive crackdown on crime, with murders plummeting to their lowest levels. However, sources indicate the decision was driven by frustration over Bondi's handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigation files. Critics say she failed to deliver on the president's demands for prosecutions against his political enemies. Bondi faced intense scrutiny regarding the release of documents related to the convicted sex offender. Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's personal defense lawyer during his hush money trial in New York. He has long-standing ties to the president.
President Trump threatens Stone Age strikes on Iran while global markets react to his primetime address. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday declaring that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He threatened to escalate strikes on Iranian infrastructure if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and stoked global market volatility. Trump asserted that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iran's military capabilities following a month-long campaign of joint strikes. He warned that the conflict would continue intensively to force a resolution. Trump threatened to target Iranian bridges and electric power plants, citing a recent strike on the B-1 bridge near Tehran. The address drew sharp criticism from international allies and domestic observers for its lack of clarity regarding the war's endgame. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel, as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply.
Oil prices jump and allies convene as Trump warns of further destruction in Iran conflict. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday night, marking his first major speech since the United States and Israel launched military strikes against Iran. While declaring that strategic objectives are nearing completion, the president failed to provide a clear exit strategy. He threatened further destruction of Iranian infrastructure and warned that the conflict could continue for 2 to 3 more weeks. Trump boasted of degrading Iran's military capabilities, but offered few details on how the war would conclude. He stated that if a deal is not reached, the United States will bring them back to the Stone Ages, where they belong. The address drew skepticism from markets, allies, and domestic political opponents. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel following the speech, with some benchmarks reaching over $113. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to take control of the strait. This prompted the United Kingdom to host talks with over 30 countries on Thursday to discuss reopening the vital shipping lane. Iranian officials dismissed Trump's claims of victory, stating that key military production sites remain intact.
Markets tumble and legal scholars raise concerns as Trump escalates rhetoric against Iran. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday night, declaring that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He threatened to escalate attacks on Iranian infrastructure if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and sparked immediate volatility in global markets. Trump stated that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iran's military capabilities, but warned of further strikes against bridges, electric power plants, and other civilian infrastructure. The administration has named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel, and United States stocks tumbled, reacting to the lack of clarity regarding the war's conclusion. Trump shifted responsibility for securing the Strait of Hormuz, urging oil-dependent nations to take control of the waterway. The address was met with widespread bewilderment from international observers and domestic political opponents. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month.
United States rescues second airman from downed F-15 jet as Trump issues 48-hour ultimatum. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that United States Special Operations Forces had successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle, shot down over Iranian airspace. The rescue completes a high-stakes mission that began Friday. It comes as the president issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Tehran, threatening massive strikes on Iranian infrastructure if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. The downing of the F-15E marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict, representing the first time an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire since the war began 5 weeks ago. While one airman was rescued Friday near the crash site, the second remained missing behind enemy lines for nearly 48 hours. President Trump described the successful extraction of both service members as an Easter miracle in a series of social media posts. Following the rescue, President Trump escalated his rhetoric against Iran, warning that if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz by Tuesday night, the United States will target its critical infrastructure.
That is your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.hh.